for the environmental sector, seemingly gaining ground in the fight for hearts and minds, this evolution of the climate wars has been a dislocating experience. Not only are progressive campaigners being forced to defend themselves against charges of elitism, but they're having to do so within the confines of privately run walled gardens, such as Facebook, where profit-seeking algorithms determine whose voices speak loudest, and those seeking to push culture war narratives find fertile ground. As an example of what the new battleground looks like, climate activists point to the Gilets Jaunes, Yellow Vests movement in France, which began as a protest against fuel tax rises, but expanded into a broader critique of economic injustice imposed by haughty technocrats. And power outages in Texas last winter that were erroneously blamed by many American right-wing pundits on the failures of wind power. Over the course of just a few days in February, millions of internet users were subjected to disinformation about the blackouts, including a viral image of a helicopter supposedly being sent to de-ice a frozen Texas wind turbine, which was actually taken in Sweden many years earlier. The whole episode prompted MSNBC host Chris Hayes to rail against this painful culture war idiocy. The implications of all of this on our ability to campaign are huge, says Michael Koo, a communications specialist who works with Friends of the Earth. We needed to master this new environment and be able to understand and respond to what's happening in real time. That is exactly what Koo and many of his colleagues are now attempting to do. In the run-up to COP26, more than 30 leading organizations came together to develop a new set of tools capable both of monitoring the online spread of inactivist messaging and anticipating the next Texas blackout campaign before it takes off. The ongoing project is being led by the Institute for Strategic Dialogue, or ISD, a think tank better known for its work tackling hate and extremism. So far, it has yielded valuable insights into the shape of climate debates across Europe, such as the national sovereignty arguments being used to defend coal mining in Poland, and the entwining of anti-EU sentiments with inactivist climate messaging in Hungary. It has also led to a major report exploring the global spread of climate lockdown alarmism, in which hard-right activists and COVID denialists have found common cause in driving fear of pandemic-type lockdowns that they claim will soon be imposed by tyrannical governments at the behest of environmentalists. It was back in May this year that DeSmog, a journalism platform that aims to expose and eliminate the PR pollution around climate breakdown, and one of the project's partners, first noticed a newly trending Twitter hashtag, #CostOfNetZero. It was being pushed by Steve Baker, the Tory MP for Wickham and the former chair of the Brexit-supporting European Research Group, as well as a newly appointed GWPF trustee.